Acclaimed poet Cheryl St. Germain is a college professor whose son died of a heroin overdose in 2014 after a long struggle with drug abuse. He was 30 years old. St. Germain confronts the experience in her new poetry collection, The Small Door of Your Death. She spoke with 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll.
Cheryl, the poems in your book are very powerful. Could you read one for us?
Yeah, sure. Loving an Addict. Yesterday, the skies were troubled. Gusts almost knocked us down. Today, sun, the kiss of a breeze. It was always fights or lies. Maybe at the end, I preferred the lies.
Thank you. I wanted to talk about the poems in the context of your family's history. There's a history of substance abuse there, alcoholism.
So my father died of cirrhosis. My brother died of a drug overdose, and several other members of my family have substance abuse problems. As a little girl, one of the things that I would do is write in my journal, and I have 50 years of journals, and I found that there was something, I'll use the word healing, about writing that down. So I'm hoping that these poems are not just moans, but that they are sort of shaped offerings to a reader of grief.
There's also an element of trying to get inside your son's head. Do you feel like writing the poems gave you insight into him?
Yeah, there are a couple of poems where I imagine him speaking, and there's even a found poem that's a Facebook post that he made. I do feel like those poems help me imagine a son that I couldn't fully know.
There's a lot of juxtaposition in the poems of your own recovery process with your son's often sort of abortive attempts to clean up.
I will never know why I recovered and he did not. And it's a mystery to me. And I think the thing that's helped me the most and will help maybe anyone else with poetry is the metaphor and imagery and the fact that I see addiction as like a river that we fall into. And some of us stay close to the edge. Some of us, like my son, are in the deep waters, and you throw branches to them. They drop the branches. They just don't come back. And some of us, for whatever reason, often no good reason, are just there on the side and climb up out of the shore.
This is a very personal book, obviously, but it also has unfortunate kind of topical relevance, the opioid crisis. And your son, I didn't gather he was someone who had been prescribed, say, opioids at any point.
No, he was actually, he was diagnosed with attention deficit disorder when he was five, and prescribed Ritalin and then later Adderall, and that was the first drug that he abused. It's the most abused drug on college campuses today. And his drug of choice was meth, actually. So it's a little bit paradoxical that he died of a heroin overdose. And, you know, I do get tired of that one story that seems to be out in the media that says, if only doctors would stop prescribing pills, everything would be fine. I think that's not true. I happen to believe that the crisis is a spiritual crisis and that what works for one person will not work for another person.
You talk about some sort of hints with your son or characteristics of his. I think at one point you refer to him sort of hating the world.
I think some of us are born with our eyes wide open. And my son was like that. He was very thin-skinned. We would go into a grocery store and he would see everything that was wrong about, you know, there was maybe someone who could hardly walk, or there was someone who was struggling with something, and he couldn't close his eyes to that. You have to focus on the positive. But I think there are some who really struggle there. He tried to be happy in the world, but he was not.
Thank you very much, Cheryl, for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Cheryl St. Germain directs the master's program in creative writing at Chatham University and is co-founder of the writing program Words Without Walls.